Now, the rest of the story. I guess you thought Julius Caesar was the first, but he was not. I mean, I'm referring to children given birth by what we now call cesarean section, the procedure of surgically removing a newborn infant from its mother's womb. Tradition has it that Emperor Caesar was born this way, though no historian will stake his reputation on it. But in fact, the first recorded cesarean section, by which both mother and baby survived, was performed in Switzerland in 1500 by a man named Jacob. According to ancient Greek mythology, the god of sleep, Asclepius, was cut from the body of his dying mother by the sun god Apollo, and this was the legendary precedent for cesarean section, later to be repeated in fable and ultimately in reality. Until 1500, however, cesarean section was at best a half-successful operation, for even when the child was saved, the mother, in order to qualify for surgery, was usually already dead. Now, 1500 A.D., and remember, this is only 8 years after they were still talking about the world being flat. A modern surgical procedure was about to be demonstrated. The subject's name was Frau Neufer, N-U-F-E-R, an attractive young Swiss woman, apparently healthy in every way, and pregnant. There was no indication that her labor was to be a difficult one, but it was. With the child overdue, Mrs. Neufer was bedridden in agony for days. Her midwives panicked, summoned surgeons, but in keeping with the medical practices of the dawning 16th century, Mrs. Neufer's physicians refused to perform the operation which might save her life, because she was not yet dead. It was better this way, they said, for at least her unborn child would have a chance. Well, there was one in their midst. There was one who disagreed. His name was Jacob. Mrs. Neufer did not have to die, he told the other. She was young and strong. A cesarean might be performed before a crisis had been reached to save both the mother and the baby. Incensed by this suggestion, not wishing to be considered accomplices in the murder of Mrs. Neufer, the conformist physicians left the room, and they left Jacob alone with the frightened midwives and the delirious mother. It was the longest long shot in the world, never before attempted, but Jacob was going to try. With a confident ease, masking his own apprehension, he removed his instruments from his bag. If he succeeded, he would be a hero. If he failed, he would be an assassin. But within an hour, Jacob emerged from Mrs. Neufer's room, a hero. His patient was alive and safe and resting comfortably, as was her newborn child. The surgical success achieved by Jacob in 1500 would not be repeated with frequency and safety until the development of modern anesthetics and antiseptics. So you might say Mrs. Neufer was lucky. She lived to bear other children without complication. She died at the age of 77. But beyond the skill of Jacob and the luck of his patient, there was another factor, another something special, which doubtless influenced the outcome of this remarkable operation. The first documented successful cesarean. And that something was love. For you see, Jacob was not a doctor at all. I said Jacob was not a doctor. He was the woman's husband. He was the child's father, Jacob Neufer. His surgical instruments, equipment for gelding sows. His profession, hog butcher. But with what talents and tools he had, he did what he had to do. And now you know the rest of the story.